19th June, I have a psalm.
It's a euphemistic expression. It means Chas v'Sholem, the opposite. So in other words, so it means that when and sorrow overtakes Klal Yisrael, and then they are redeemed, so they are mechuyev to say how. So he mentions Kigen Chanukah. So Chanukah, the chiyuv of Hallel in Chanukah emanates from this takone of the Nevi. From this takone of the Nevi. In other words, so we see that according to Rashi, it's not that the chiyuv of Hallel and Chanukah is the takone of Miucheres. When the next Chanukah occurred, so then there were no Nevi in Israel. That was in the time of the Hashmonoi. There were no Nevi. So we see that it's not that the takone of Saint Hallel and Chanukah originated in the time of the Hashmonoi. No, it emanates from the takone of Duma of the Nevi. But so the Nevi were misaken that whenever a Tzore overtakes Klal Yisrael and they are redeemed from the Tzore, they are mechuyev to see Hallel. So then, the time of Baisheni, in the time of the Hashmonoim, so Yitzhak overtook Klal Yisrael and they were redeemed. So this chiyuv took effect, not that this chiyuv was enacted then. So the chiyuv was incumbent before, but the chiyuv applies to certain situations. So during the Hashmonoim, that situation took place. So Mimele, the chiyuv that had been incumbent long before, so had application. But it was not that during the Hashmonoim, the Chachomim were misaking a special takone, that he should say Hallel and Chanukah. Well, from the Ramban we'll see that, because the Ramban shita is that the Nevim Shebineim Tiknu Lehem does not represent the Takonis Chachon. It does not represent the Takonis Chachon. But it's in the rice. It's in the rice. So, and the Ramban says, when is the Echiyuv the rice? When is the Echiyuv the rice to say Hallel and Yomtev? And Yomtev. Let's say, Ansukes, Anshvues, and according to the Ramban, all days of Pesach, not just the first days of Pesach. Even though the other days of Pesach, you only say Hallel B'diluk, you're not given the Hallel, but it's unlike according to the Ramban. So the half Hallel of Pesach is fundamentally distinguishable from the half Hallel of Rish Chedesh. The half Hallel of Rish Chedesh, so it's only Minig. But the half Hallel of Pesach is just as obligatory as the whole Hallel and Sukkot. Only thing is, on Sukkot every day there is a different korban. So Mele, you say the whole Hallel, and Pesach, so it's the same korban. So there is no chidush in the korban. So because of that, you say half Hallel, but it's the same chiyuv. And according to Ramban, so Hallel and Yontev is midrash. Either it's Halacha Mishnah Sinai, he says, or it is implicit. It's implicit in the Tzarsakosu of Yem Simchasrem of Mateichem of Roshi Hacheichem was Katim Bachatzeitz Reis. So he says, and the Gemara says, so that means that an yomtev, it is obligatory. Hallel is obligatory. Mitzat simcha. So it's the different type of simcha. Then the simcha of Samachta Bechakechov, and simcha of Bosa, and simcha of Yai. But it's also mitzat simcha. So it's midraise. But on Chanukah it's only midrabanan. Now, and the Ramban says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, we'll soon see the Roshon Ramban. And the Ramban says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it's midraise. And this midraise is implicit in that Gemara of Nevim Shebitneim Tiknu Lehem LeYisrael. So the Ramban says, so why do we say Tiknu Lehem LeYisrael if it's the Raise? So he says, according to Mandoma, because there is a Machlekes, Hal Zem Yomre. So one Mandoma says, Meishim Yisrael Om, Bishor Shon Ayam. And another say, the Dovidom. So Mimele, according to Mandoma, that Meishim Yisrael Om, so there is no difficulty, so it could be with the Raise. And even so, and still the Gemara uses Nivim Shebineim Tiknu, because Meishe v'Yisrael Amru, but it's Midrash. According, but how about Adam Adoma, who says, David Amre, how can it be Midrash? So he says, just as the Rambam says in connection with Tfile, that Mitzvah's Tfile is Midrash, but the Nusach HaTfile is not Midrash. It's not Midrash. So in other words, Midrash, one has to be misspelled in his own language. So then, the Anshpesak Deilo or Mesake in his special Nusach. So according to the Mandoma, so the Ramban says, it's very strange, he says that according to Mandoma, that Halil Zeh, so Meishev Yisroel Omrei, so then not only that's a minion of Halil of Shvach V'Idoyet HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and Yomtev is Midraise, but even the Nusach of Halil is Midraise. And he will not be Mikayim the Mitzvah, the Raise, by giving Shvach V'Idoy in his own language. He'll compose a special, his own psalm of Shvach V'Idoy. So he will not be Mikayim the Mitzvah, the Raise. And according to Mandoma, the David Omre, but it's still, he'll also be made there. That is a Chiyuv of the Raise. But according to that Mandoma, the Chiyuv of the Raise is like the Chiyuv of the Raise of Tfilah according to the Rambam. In his own language, he has to say, "Am Yomtev Shvach Vidoy." He can compose his own Shvach Vidoy. But David was misaking that Nusach. But according to Mandoma, that Meishev Yisrael Amru, so even the Nusach is Midraise. Even the Nusach is Midraise. Now, and he says, and the Ramban spells out that it's Midraise only on Yomtev. And Sukkah, Shavuos, Pesach. But on Chanukah, it's only with Rabban. Now, and Ramban also says that Nevim Shebineim Tiknu Yisrael does not represent the new mitzvah de Rabbanon. It is expressive of the mitzvah de Raise of Allah. And he says that Chanukah is not with Raise. So we have to. So it follows from the Ramban that the Ramban is chilik on Rashi, because Rashi it appears that when the Gemara says Nevim Shebineim Tiknu Yisrael. So it has reference to Chanukah. So that means that the chiyuv of reciting Hallel and Chanukah found application b'mei hashminoyim, but the chiyuv did not originate b'mei hashminoyim. It originated long before, either midraise or midrabonon long before. That depends. I mean, what the Rashi Shiti is, whether Rashi Shiti is that the Chiyuv of Halal as such, is it Raisik Chiyuv or is it Rabbonadik Chiyuv? So it could be that Rashi Shiti is, it's all together it's Rabbonadik Chiyuv. And as the Midrash Sester points out, even the Ramban says that according to Mandoma, that Halal Meshavi is Roy Omrei, so not only that's a minion of Halal of Shvach V'Idoya and Yom Tev is Raisik, but even the Nusach of Halal. Of Halukyo and B'tzeis Yisroel and Loilono, that's also part and parcel of the Chiyuv de Raise. Why? Because Meishev Yisroel Amo, Meishev Yisroel, Meishev Rabbeinu is Mikapu de Teirei. So the Midrash Sester says, even if Meishev Yisroel Amo, but we have takones that Meishev Rabbeinu enacted, like Kriyas HaTorah, and that is also the Rambam. So as the Rambam himself points out, that it doesn't make any difference who was the misakin of the takone. Whether the misakin of the takone was Rabbeinu Rav Ashi or the misakin of the takone was Meshe Rabbeinu himself. Said, as long as it was not midraise, so it's in Rabban. So even if, so the Midrash Sester says, in explaining Shittas HaRambam, because Shittas HaRambam means that the whole Halal as such is in Rabban, not midraise. But Meshe Yisrael Amrei, so what? So Meishe Rabbeinu is misakin. So it's like Chesed Torah. It's still the Rabban. So I don't know what Rashi Shita is, but one thing is sure, that according to Rashi, the chiyuv of saying Halal and Chanukah found application in the time of the Hashmonaim. But the chiyuv originated long before the time of the Hashmonaim. Either it's a deraisa, if he agrees with the Shita of the Ramban, that Halal as such is deraisa, or is the Rabbanon if Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Ramban. But the Ramban certainly will be chilek and Rashi. And according to Ramban, so when the Gemara says, "Val kol tzor v'tzor shelitov yaleh uchshenikoli meimri meisan al goloson," al goloson. So according to Rashi, it has reference to halal of Chanukah. And according to the Ramban, it does not have reference to the halal of Chanukah, because this Gemara is expressive according to the Ramban. The whole Gemara, called Perek Leperek and Tzor Vitzor, is expressive of a Chiyuv Halel that is Midrais obligatory. And the Ramban Shita is that Halel Chanukah is not Midrais, only Ramban. Even the first Chanukah, not only Chanukah today, which is only an anniversary of the Nes that overtook the Klal Yisrael, but even the first Chanukah is only Midrabon according to Ramban. Now, from the Loshon of the Shiltes, it's mashma that the first, the Shulta Shita is that Halal is Midrais. And he says, and on the contrary, you see, the Shiltes emphasizes, you see, the Ramban says that Halal is Midrais. The Ramban says that Halal is Midrais, but he elaborates. Now, the Chiyuv of Halal, the Gemara mentions in respect to two occasions. One occasion is Perek Uperek. What does Perek Uperek mean? Every Yom Tov, every Shavuos, every Sukkot, every Pesach. That's Perek Uperek. And then the other occasion that the Gemara mentions here is called Tzor V'Tzor, Shalitov Aleihen Uchshenigol. So the Ramban elaborates Al Kol Perek V'Kerek. Al Kol Tzor V'Tzor, he just mentions it as he passes by. Agaburche, but he doesn't elaborate on it. And Al Kol Perek V'Kerek, he elaborates, and he says, where is the Moked Raise? So he says, either one Loshon is Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai. Now, if it's Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai, so the same Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai applies to the occasion of Perek V'Kerek, and it applies to the occasion of Tzor V'Tzor, Shalitov L'Atzibuch Shnigol. But then he says, no, that is implicit in the posik of Vien Simchaschem. Now the posik of Yim Simchaschem Vareisim Chatzitzches can only have reference to Perek or Perek Yom Tov, but it cannot have reference Kotzor Vitzor Shetove El Atzibuch Shenigolim. So where is the Moker for Halal Kotzor Vitzor? So we look, it's Mashma from the Ramban that while in respect to Perek or Perek he has two Lishenis. Either Halal is Midraise, Mitzad Aloch Lemish Misinai, or Mitzad the Posik of Yim Simchaschem, but in connection with the occasion of Kotzor Vitzor Shotolatzi Boroshni Golin. So there are no Tulishenes. There is certainly only Mitzad Aloch Lemish Misinai. That's how it's Mashma. The Shiltes, on the contrary, the Shiltes doesn't say anything in connection with the occasion of Perek Perek. But the Shiltes in Shulte Chobo, he elaborates on the occasion of Tzor V'Tzor. So it's from the washing of the Shiltes, it's a Shilte Chavod. So it's Mashma, and the Tziv in his Perush spells it out like that, and it's Mashma like that. It's Mashma like that from the washing of the Shiltes. Even though Arav Goren doesn't approve of what Nitziv says, but from the Loshon of the Shiltes, it's mamish mifuresh, as Nitziv says, that when is it according to the Shiltes midraise? When is it that when is it midraise? Let's say on Chanukah, only the first Chanukah, when the Yeshua overtook the Klal Yisrael, so then it was midraise. But the other Chanukahs, let's say like today, that was a later dakone. That's not midraise. But it appears from the from the Shiltes, in Shiltes above, it's mashma that the first Hanukkah, so it was midrash. It was midrash. But the Ramban shita is that even the first Hanukkah it wasn't midrash, even though it is midrash in connection with every occasion of kotzor b'tzor shalitove alein. So Rishnigolim is Imri Meisel Gloson. So obviously, according to the Ramban, Hanukkah, even the first Hanukkah, does not come within the category of Tzor B'Tzor Sholitove Alein Uchshem Nigolin Imri Neisnal Gloson. Does not come. According to Shiltes, yes. And according to Rashi also, yes. Because Rashi and Rashban, they both mention as an example of Kol Tzor B'Tzor Sholitove Alein Uchshem Nigolin Hanukkah. So that means that the chiyuv of halal and Hanukkah is not a takonim u'cheres, but it's mistaber that even according now we don't know what the shita of the Rashbam is and the shita of Rashi is, whether al kol tzor v'tzor the halal al kol tzor v'tzor shetov atzibur shenigoli, whether it's midrash or midrabam, we don't know. Because there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, how as such is only the Rambam. According to the Rambam, how as such is only the Rambam. And what's the right time? I don't know. What? I don't want to track you. Because my watch sometimes stops for 2 hours and I might live under the ocean. You know, that it's still 11 o'clock. So then there might be a riot. All right. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam as to whether Halal as such is a chiyuv d'raisa or a chiyuv d'rabbanan. So I don't know what Rashi shita is, what Rashbam shita is. But Rashi and Rashbam, they both say, we're going to say, the Rashbam, that's on Taf, Kuf Tezayim on the base. Akol Perik Vikir, Akol Kol Regal Vregal, Valkol Tzor Shol Tov Alein, Lish Nem Alin Okan, Keleima, Shibchas Visholem, Tei Tzor Alein, Vivoshem Menu. Eimer Eisrael Geloso, Kikir Chaniko. So Chaniko comes within this category of Kol Tzor Vitzor. According to Rambam, it does not come within this category. Now it doesn't make any difference whether it's the Raisa or whether this Gemara is expressive of a Chiyuv the Raisa or a Chiyuv the Rabbanon, but this Gemara is expressive of Takonis Levim. Takonis Levim Rishayim. And according to the Rambam, so even if Meshav is Oyomu, it's also the Rabbanon, but it's certainly expressive of Takonis Levim Rishayim. Rishayim Mamesh. Rishayim Shev Rishayim. So according to the Rashbam and Rashi, so the Chiyuv of Halel and Hanukkah emanates from this Takonis Nevi'im Rishayim, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. According to the Rambam, the Chiyuv of Halel and Hanukkah, even the first Hanukkah, does not emanate from this Takonis Nevi'im Rishayim, but it originated in the time of the Hashanoim. At that time. Now, at that time, now, I think that what the Nitziv says in the Shiltes, Shiltes Chavov, that when the Shiltes says that when Itzore, or Chas V'Sholem overtakes Klal Yisrael, and then they are redeemed, so that we have to say, Halel Midraise, Halves Hashem, and he mentioned the Pasuk, Halves Hashem, Kol Goyim, so it only has reference to the first Hanukkah. Not to the other Hanukkahs. So the Chiyuv of Halel, the other Hanukkahs, that was in the Rabbanon. And when was that Takon enacted? In the time of the Hashanoim, so the Chachomim were Misaki. When the Nes occurred, then they were Misaki. Then the same thing is true of the Rashbam Shiti. Because the Rashbam says, Shim Chas V'Sholem Titzor Aleihem, V'Yivosha Menenu, Eim Eriso Al Guloso Kigir Hanukkah. Al Guloso. So it's Mashma, at that time when the Gula took place, not all the other years. And the Nitziv says that there is no Shittes HaRishayim. that says that Chanukah today, so Yehalo is Minaras. There is no Shidas Kashim. Of course, the Chassam Sefer is Chanukah there. According to Chassam Sefer, there is a Shita that even Chanukah today is Minaras. But it's not Mashma like Chassam Sefer. From the Russian of the Shiltes, it's Mashma like Nitzit. Alright. So Mimele, when Rashi and the Rajbam say, Giyen Chanukah, they mean the first Chanukah. But that emanated from the Takonis Nevi. Whether it's in the Raisa or the Rabbanon, but it emanated from the Takonis Nevi. But the Chanukah today, that is at the Kalimur Cheres, that the Chachomim enacted after the Nes of Chanukah, in the time of Bishayri, after the Zman Ambi. Alright, now, the question is, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam says that Hallel is the Reis. And he says that even, that according to one Mandomar, the Mandomar who says, Meshev Yisroel Omrei, so it's Midereise, so even the Nusach is Midereise. The Chol HaPoch has the Yen of Hallel, it's certainly Midereise. But according to that Mandomar of Meshev Yisroel Omrei, so even the exact Nusach is Midereise. But it's Midereise only on Regem, on Yonte, but on Chanukah not. And it's Mashmah from the Rambam that even on the first Chanukah it wasn't Midereise. It wasn't the Reis. But the Gemara says, Nivim Shebeneim Tiknu, and Nivim Shebeneim Tiknu has reference to the Reis according to Rambam. And the Gemara mentions that not only in connection with the occasion of Perek Uperek, but also in connection with the occasion of Tzoro Vitzoro. So Mitzat Tzoro Vitzoro. So the first Chanukah Lechol HaPoches should be, so the Hallel on the first Chanukah Lechol HaPoches should be obligatory with the Reis. So why does the Rambam say that the Hallel and even on the first Chanukah was not Midereise? So in other words, so we Tzoro Vitzoro does it have reference to? So in other words, it has reference, of course, to the Kriyas Yamsu. All right, but besides Kriyas Yamsu, so Tzoro Vitzoro, that is Midereise, which other occasion does it have reference to? Now, there is a Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chof Ches. There is a Gemara Daf Chofchesom et Beis in Tainis. Tone, Yochid lo Yaschil, vim Hischil Gemel. Yochid lo Yaschil, vim Hischil Gemel. So there are all kinds of pshat in this Gemara. That Yochid lo Yaschil, according to one pshat, it has reference to the Hallel and Reshchedes, which is a Minig. So Memele, when is it obligatory, it's at Minig, only Bitzibo, that the Shidas Rambam, that be Yochid, so you don't have to say Hallel altogether. Even without the Brachah, you don't have to say, according to the Rambam. But B'tzibur, Yam Mechuyev, to say Mitzat Minek, but you shouldn't say Brachah, according to the Rambam. So, Mimele, there are some Vishenim who agree with Shittas Rambam, so they say, Yochid lo Yaschil. He shouldn't begin saying the Hallel. V'Mischil, he's not Mechuyev to say. Even Mitzat Minek, he's not Mechuyev to say. But if he started, so let him finish, but without the Brachah. That's one pshat. Now there are various pshat. So then Rav Niene in Broches, the second perik of Broches, mentions in the name of Rav Netan the pshat. Now, first of all, there is a Gemara in Tainis Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, Yochid lo Yaschil v'im Hischil Gein. So there are various pshat. Now, then there is a Gemara Yud Ches Yein Yochid Gemel Benes Hallel. He says the whole Hallel. That means the 9 days of Sukkos, 9 days of Sukkos, 2 days of Shavuos, 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Pesach, 8 days of Chanukah. 8 days of Chanukah. So Yitches Yomim, She Yochid Gemel Benes Hallel. So the term Yochid is mentioned in these Memres Chazal. In the Memre in Tainis Zachofches, Yochid lo yaschil vim yischil geimeir, and the term Yochid is mentioned in the Gemara of Yutches Yeim she Yochidim Yochidim Ra, or another Gemara in Broches. So he says Yomim she Yochid geimeir b'mesahaleil. So bim perik l'perik mafsik bim tzayinim mafsik. Yomim she'in yochidim ha-mesahalel, that's like a shredesh. You say, hefalel, so afilu be'emtza mafsik. Afilu be'emtza mafsik. All right. So, Rabbi Yehina, in the second perik, on the leaf, in Broches, so now he discusses the question whether on halal of shredesh you have to say broch or not. The machlekes hashem, the Rambam shita is that b'yochid there is no chiyuv of saying halal of shredesh altogether. And b'tzibo there is a chiyuv, but no broch. No broch. And the Arishayim, Teisa Shita is in Broches, that you even have to say broch, and not only Bitzibo. Even when you say Halel, Biyotchid on the Shredesh, you also have to say broch, and we go on, we care about the Teirot, take this. So, the Rabbi Yehine mentions the name of Rabbi Netam. The Rabbi Yaakib Zalei Meir, that's Rabbi Netam. Sha'afilu biyomim shein gimrim beyes ha-Halel, that's an Tavdalet in the Rif on Broches, Omud Beis, at the end of the Omud. שאפילו ביום שגים בסהלה, that means רש חידש, היוחד חייב לבורך, היוחד חייב לבורך, ודייק מהי דהוכד, שאוס חוליב זה בשיח אופטל, ומה שאומרו, because the Gemara says here, שיוחד, יומים שאין יוחד, שגים במסהלה, שאפילו באמצע יפסיק, in other words, if somebody says hello to you, so you are allowed to respond, even באמצע, but it's mashma only because of COVID, abrius, if somebody says hello to you, but just like that to talk in the middle of halal and shchedesh, you're not allowed. But if there is no broche, why shouldn't you be allowed to be mafsik? So it's a raya that you say that there is a broche on the halal and shchedesh. So in the middle there is an isar epsik. If there wouldn't be an isar, if there wouldn't be a broche, there wouldn't be an isar epsik. And the other is shenim achilik, the Rambam among them. Because even if there is no halal, but there is still a kira mitzvah of halal, so in the middle there is an isar of epsik. Alright. So he says, Rabbi Yaakov Zalei Meir, Shafu B'yom Shigim Mishalil, Hayochid Chayv Lvorech, V'dayik Mahay Dehochesh Oshru Mifseik B'sich Obtel, Uma She'omru, Yochid Lo Yashril, Lo Yimemar Al Halil Rishchidish V'chayi Tzidei, Elo Kach Lo Yinyin, She'yiker Ahalil. So what does it mean? What does the Gemara in Tainis Daf Chofches mean when it says, Yochid Lo Yashril, V'im Hishchil Geime? So he says, Elo Kach Lo Yinyin, She'yiker Ahalil, Niskan Al Kol Tzoro V'tzoro, So he has reference to what does he have reference? To the Gemara in Pesachim. Kol Tzoro V'Tzoro Sholitov Atzibo. Shebisho Shehoyo Lechol Yisrael Tzoro. Vohoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisimo Emnes Hoyoei Sin Yomtev. Vohoy Imrim Halel. Vohoy Chayovim Livorech Al Kriyose. Av Al Pi Shelo Yigeim Rimeise. V'yikar Atakone Elo Oiso Elo Bines Shenaso Lechol Yisrael. תחסי וחישובהו מלחומו בארציכם, על הצור הצירר אסכם, והרי שמחצי סכיס. אבו בני שנעשה ליוחיד, לא יסכינו להם הלם. So take what that's why it says, יוחיד, יוחיד לא יסכיר, ואם היא יסכיר גיימא. ואם היא יסכיר גיימא. Once he started the הלל, so he's מחויב to finish. But he's not מחויב to say הלל יוחיד. What did it mean, Yochid? If a Nes overtook a Yochid, if a Nes overtook a Yochid, so then there is no, and I mean, had a Yeshua, so there is no Chiyuvah. There is no Chiyuvah. Of course, there is no Yisrael. I mean, Kolarim, Hal, Bechol, Yeim, Ariyukim, Charev, and Gadim. But if he says it when a Nes overtakes him, that's not Bechol, Yeim, Yeim. But there is no Chiyuvah, according to Rabbi Tam. When a Nes overtakes a Yochid, he has a Yeshua, so then there is no chiyuv of saying halal. There is no chiyuv of saying halal. So he says, "V'yikar takon elo hoyso elo b'nei shenase lechol Yisrael tichsi v'chosaveyu mechom v'arzeichem atzor atzir ereschem v'arisem avol b'nei shenase liyochid lo yiskinu leim ahalel u'ma she'oma yochid lo yasril reitzeleim ha kishenase nes sheloi b'chnuf yedechol Yisrael lo yasril v'orech halal. Vim hischil ubirch mitchilo chesim gamkin bibroche veiner. So he says vim hischil igmeir that once he started and he was mivorech lefaneo, so then there is a heta for him even to gamkin. I mean that's something strange. Why? I mean So that's another halacha. It's not aoyed. V'chaisim gam ki v'vach. V'eimer. Da'afilu tzibo nikroin yochid. D'chol heiched lehave b'knufye. D'chol Yisrael yochid mikre. So Rav Netam mentions here b'kchinesh. In other words, he says, yochid lo yasam. That the yochid is not mechuyev when a nes overtakes a yochid. So he's not mechuyev to say how. So he doesn't only if the nes overtakes kol Yisrael. And he doesn't, yochid doesn't mean just yochid one Jew. It can be thousands and hundreds of thousands of Jews. As long as he didn't overtake kol Yisrael, bichnuf yachas, so that's called yochid. That's called yochid. So he says, Dafil tzibur nikroin yochid. Even if the nes, the Yeshua, overtakes a whole tzibur, so it's still yochid. And there is no chiyuv of halach. So when the Gemara says, Nevim shebetneim tiknu, al kol tzor v'tzor shel litove aleim, uch shenigolim, so he doesn't mean shenigolim, a nes that overtakes 1 million Jews, 2 million Jews, 6 million Jews, but a nes that overtook kol Yisroel bichnuf yachz. Bichnuf yachz. D'chol heiched lehavir bichnufye. D'chol Yisroel yochid mikre. What does it mean, bichnuf yachas? So of course, Kriyas Yamsuf, so is bichnuf yachas. So what does it mean, bichnuf yachas? Bichnuf yachas means that you have to have all the Jews in one place. You have to have them assembled in one. So, al Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim, so it is bichnuf yachas. But then, I mean, can you have, is it possible to have, I mean, it's theoretically possible, but I mean, so can you have, but it's practically, I mean, inconceivable. I mean, you had it, historically you had it, at Yitzias Mitzrayim. But what does he mean, Rav Netam, when he says, when does the Gemara say, Nivim shebneim tiknu, al kotzor vitzor shalitov la'atzibo, uch shenigolin? So that means, when it overtakes, kol Yisroel bichnuf yachas. Not if it overtakes a yochid. And yochid doesn't mean just a yochid. A yochid can mean a whole tzibur. So, I mean, how can it start this asre? A yochid means a yochid. And the tzibur means a tzibur. The answer is, there is a distinction. So, in other words, I'm just mentioning this Rabbi Yehin and Rabbi Netan in connection with Ramban Shite. Because Ramban Shite is that it's midrais. It's midrais. And according to Amman Dormah, so even the Nusach is midrais. And the Dereise is obligatory not only in case of Perek and Perek, but also in connection with the occasion of Tzorov, Tzorov, Shlok, Tovali, Mishligol. And still Chanukah was not Dereise. And even the first Chanukah was not Dereise. Rabban says so in so many words. Why not? So according to Rashi and the Rashbam, so the first Chanukah L'chol Apoches came within this category of Tzorov, Tzorov. According to Ramban, it didn't come. But the Gemara says Tzorov Yitzor. So apparently the Ramban agrees with Rav Netam that when it says Tzorov Yitzor, he doesn't mean Yochid, and he doesn't mean even many Yechidim, and even a million Yechidim. He says even Mashi Omar Yachid Yaschel Rotzalim Kishinas Nesh Shaloi Bichnuf Yedechol Yisrael. Even Dafilu Tzibo Nikroin Yochid. If it's not Bichnuf Yedechol Yisrael, so even Tzibo is called Yochid. Even Tzibo is called Yochid. If it's not Bichnuf, here they call Yisrael. So even Tzibo is called Yochid. So when is there a chiyuv to say Hallel? To say Hallel, Midrais, and Rav Netam Shite is also Midrais. Chesovim Michom, Atzeichem, Atzah, Atzeir, Eschem. Atzah, Atzeir, Eschem. So in other words, according to Rav Netam, we could say that this is also implicit to Yem Simchas Chum Madechem, because these two psukim are next to each other. So Mimele, because of Veyum Milchomo Ba'atzeichem, Ratzar Atzeireschem, Va'arisim Ratzeis Nizkagin Ta'ashem Oshichem, Nishaitem Yivechem, Uvyem Simchas Chum Madechem. So Mimele, so we could say, and maybe there's a pshat in Ramban too, I mean maybe, but Ramban doesn't mention it. Before I said that we have to say, according to Rambam, that the two Rishenes, as to whether Hallel emanates from Halacha L'Mishum Sinai, or from the Posik, or from the Chiyuv Simche, that's only in connection with the Hallel Koperek Koperek. But Hallel Al Tzorah V'Tzorah Shalitobel Shaligolim, that certainly emanates from Halacha L'Mishum Sinai. But since Rav Netam mentions this Posik of Nishaitim Aveichem, and then it says, V'yim Simchasrem Madeichem, So maybe the Ramban Shita is also like that. So it's the Ramban Shita is that it's Midraise. But he says, when is it Midraise? Only when the Yeshua overtakes Klal Yisrael b'chnuf yachas. But if it overtakes a Yochid and Dibnei Tzibo, but not Klal Yisrael b'chnuf yachas, so then there is no Chiyuv of Halel Midraise. So in other words, the Rav Netam speaks of a nest that overtakes the whole tzibo. The whole tzibo, he says. That will tzibo nikoi yochid. But if it's not, kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachas. What does it mean, kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachas? So obviously, according to the Ramban, Chanukah overtook the whole tzibo, but it wasn't kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachas. It wasn't kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachas. Why wasn't it kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachas? So you could say, in the Balabatish way, because Kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachas means simply the way it was at Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim, you had all the Jews, b'ma'am edechot. That wasn't the case. In Chanukah, I mean, so Matisyahu and his children and the handful of Jews fought, I mean, and of course, and the Yeshua was Yeshua for all the Jews, but not everybody was, not all the Jews were b'ma'am edechot. So maybe there was no chiyuv halel mitzad aloche of nevim shebnei emtik. But it was a takonim ucheres that the chachomim in the time of the chashunoyim or misak. So then we have to say that chnuf yachas means mamish all the Jews b'maimedech. I think that is another pshat. Now, the Rambam, you know, there is a aloche. I'm mentioning it as only as emotional, I mean, it's nothing. There is a aloche of Kibush Yochid and Kibush Rabbi. So according to the Rambam, what is Kibush Rabbi? Kibush Rabbi means if Melech Yisrael, Midas Rebi Yisrael was Kibush. Midas Rebi Yisrael. Or Midas Beznagodl, because Beznagodl represents Kol Yisrael. So if you have the consent of Beznagodl, so it's like the consent of Kol Yisrael. So either Melech Yisrael al Pidas Rebi Yisrael or al Pidas Beznagodl. But that's the Rambam Hilches Melachim. In Hilches Truma, the Rambam defines Kibush Rabin as Melech Yisrael as that Kibush Shenirbash al Yidei Melech Yisrael or al Yidei Novi Midas Rebi Yisrael. So in other words, we have either, in order to be a Kibush Rabbi, it must have two prerequisites. Either Das Rebi Yisrael or Beznagodl, so Beznagodl represents Rebi Yisrael, either Melech or Novi. So in other words, so Novi is just as good as Melech. What's the relationship between? But Sheifet not. Sheifet not. The Shita from the Ramban is Mashma, that even if there is no Melech, and no Novi, but if the Kibush is made by a Shefet of Yisrael, let's say we had a Shoftim like Shimshon, I mean Shmuel was a Shefet, Eli was a Shefet, Gidon was a Shefet, so suppose a Kibush was made by a Shefet, Midas Reb Yisrael, or Midas Bez Nagodl, so according to the Rambam, it's not a Kibush. Only if it is made by a Melech, or by a Novi, Midas Reb Yisrael. But by Shefet, Midas Reb Yisrael is not Kibush. But according to the Ramban and the Smag, it is Kibush Rabim even without Melech and without Novi. If the Kibush is made Midas Reb Yisrael or Midas Bez Nagodl and by Shefet. Now what's the Machlekes? Now the Roshna Rambam. Thank you. Der Rosh and Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam Shita is that Minu Melech is a mitzvah. And that point there is also a big machlekes. Alright. Mitzvah Kufayim Gimel. Shetzivonu Limne Yisoleinu Melech. Yikabeitz Kolu Moseinu V'yanigeinu. V'uomrei Yizborach Sein Tosim Olecho Melech. So the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah de reise to be Mimanei Melech. To be Mimanei Melech. And what's the purpose of this mitzvah? Why? Who needs a melech? So the purpose of the melech is Yikabit kolum oseinu v'yanigein, in order that he should unite the Jewish people and he should lead the Jewish people. So in other words, apparently a melech is al p'din considered as a manik of Kol Yisrael. That's what the Rambam emphasized. Limnei soleinu melech yikabit kolum oseinu v'yanigein. A melech is al bedin considered the manik of all Israel. How about the Shevet? Shimshon, Gidon, I mean Shmuel, they were Shevetim. Well, Shmuel was also a Novi also, I mean, so I shouldn't mention him. So how about all these? Gidon and Shimshon, Beaz, I mean, they were Shevetim. Shevetim of Israel, weren't they manigim? They were also manigim. But apparently there are two kinds of money. So, I mean, I don't mean the manigim of today, they're not manigim altogether. But I mean real money. So there are two kinds of money. There is one manig who is a manig of Jews. So in other words, if he is recognized as the manig, let's say, of 100,000 Jews, so he's a manig of 100,000 Jewish shechim. If he is recognized and he was appointed, let's say, as a manig of 100,000 Jews, so he's a manig of 100,000 Yechidim. And if he was appointed and recognized by 1 million or 2 million or 3 million Jews, so he's a manig of 2 million Yechidim. But then this is the kind of manig of Shevet. So let's say Shimshon or Gidon or Beyaz, they were Shevetim, and they were Mikubal and the Jews. So as many Jews as lived in the soil in the time of Shevetim, so Shimshon was a manik of so many Yechidim. Assuming that there were, let's say, 6 million Jews living in the time of Shimshon HaGibah, so Shimshon HaGibah was a manik of 6 million Yechidim. If there were 8 million Jews, so he was a manik of 8 million Yechidim. But Melech is a different kind of a manik. He's a manik of Kol Yisrael, Kichtivachas. Now, what is Kibush Rabim and Kibush Yochim? So, according to the Rambam, according to all the Shevim, it's not only the Rambam. The definition of Kibush Rabim is not that many Jews walk in, but Kibush Rabim means that it's Kibush by the Umoi Israelis, Kichtivachas. It's not so many Jews. Let's say there are 12 million Jews. So, and they are Kibush. So, and it's a Kibush Rabim, so it doesn't mean it's a Kibush by 12 million Jews. It's a Kibush by the Knesset Yisrael. It's the Kibush by everybody. Jews who lived today, and Jews who lived yesterday, and Jews who lived thousands of years ago. In the Knesset Yisrael, Kichtiv Achas, you cannot say the Knesset Yisrael of today and the Knesset Yisrael of yesterday. It's Kirtim Achas, it's one unit. So a Melech is not only a manik of so many and so many Jewish Yechidim. He is a manik of Klal Yisrael, of the Umma Yisraelis. Kirtim Achas. And that's what the Rambam says. Shetivonu limnei solinu Melech, yikabetz kolum oseinu v'yanigei. In other words, yikabetz kolum oseinu. Because if you appoint a Shevet, but it can be the finest Shevet. But if he's not a Melech Al-Pedin, so he's not considered Al-Pedin as a manik of Kol Yisrael, Kichtiv Achas, as a unit. He's only considered as a manik of so many, many Yechidim. That's all. Not of Kol Yisrael, Kichtiv Achas. And Kibush Rabim, what is Kibush Rabim? Kibush Rabim doesn't mean a Kibush by 600,000 Jews. Now, Rashi Shita is Nabri Zore, that Eve, you have less than 600,000 participants in the Mochome, so then it's Kibush Yochim. So it's not that Rashi Shiti is that when you have 600,000, so then then it is a kibush of 600,000. There is nothing significant in 600,000. In other words, in order that the kibush should be attributed to Kol Yisrael, you must have a multitude of Jews. A big rabbi. What's a big rabbi? Big rabbi is Chishim Ribe. Is a big rabbi. But the, essentially, kibush rabbi means a kibush by Klal Yisrael as a unit, not a kibush by millions of Jews as Yechidim. But a kibush by Klal Yisrael, kichtim achas, as a unit. So, but according to Rashi, there is a prerequisite that there must be a multitude of participants, shishim ribe participants in the Muhammad. Otherwise, it cannot be attributed to Klal Yisrael as a unit. But as in essence, a kibush rabbi means a kibush by Klal Yisrael. Kibush. Israel and not adapted to the Jews of today. The kibush is realized today. But it becomes a kibush, Al-Bedin, it's considered a kibush by Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael has no borders. You cannot demarcate Klal Yisrael of today from the Klal Yisrael of yesterday and from the Klal Yisrael of tomorrow. Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. So when is it a kibush rabbin? If it's mitasre Yisrael or mitasre Yisrael. And it is done by the manik of Kol Yisrael. So if there is a melech, so we have a manik of Kol Yisrael. The Rambam says, Yikabitz kol miseinu v'yanigeinu. Yikabitz kol miseinu v'yanigeinu. In other words, he is a manik of Kol Yisrael, kichtiv achas, not just of millions yechidim. So, but if the kibush is made by Shevet, So it's not a kibush rabbi. In order to be considered a kibush of Klal Yisrael, it must be done by the manik of Klal Yisrael. And the Shevet can only be a manik of Yechidim. Of many Yechidim, but not of Klal Yisrael, kichtiv achas. And Novi is also considered al pedin as a manik of Klal Yisrael. No. That's why Rambam requires either Melech or Novi. Now, the shite of the Smag and Ramban is that even a Shevet can be considered as, if he's wrong, to be the Shevet of Klal Yisrael, so he can also be considered as the manik of Klal Yisrael. So Mimele, there is a certain Yerushalmi. Now, I mean, in connection with the Rabbanan Tam says that when is there a chiyuv of Halo Midraise only when it overtakes Kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachas, not when it overtakes Yochid. And it may tzibo, but if it's not Kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachas, so then there is no chiyuv halal midrais. So you could say that chnuf yachas means mame jumayim edechet. Shudik emashimayim, but I don't think that this is what Rav Netam means. When he says Kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachas, and even if it overtakes the whole tzibo, it's still called Yochid. He means only when the Yeshua de Gule overtakes Klal Yisrael as a unit. But if the Gule overtakes all the Jews that happen to be living in a certain generation, but he doesn't overtake the Knesset Yisrael as a unit, that's Yacht. And there is no Chiv of Halal Midrash. There is no Chiv Halal Midrash. So Mimele, Chanukah, according to Ramban, in order to be a nest that an Yeshua that overtakes Kol Yisrael, so we can have maybe we have the same glory, just as Legabi Kibush Rabbi. So what are the prerequisites? Midah Rib Yisrael and Melech Novi. So Mimele, if it overtakes Kol Yisrael, I mean the Jews. But and the Jews have a Melech and they have a Navi, so then it's a Nes. So they have a Manik of Klal Yisrael, not just a Manik of millions of Yechidim. So then the Yeshua, the Nes and the Yeshua is considered to overtake Klal Yisrael Kachtivachas. But if the Nes overtakes all the Jews who happen to be living in a certain generation, let's say like the Nes Chanukah, at that time, so it was a Yeshua for all the Jews, not Afke Matisyo and his sons who fought, and the handful of Jews who fought. It overtook all Jews, but it overtook all Jews as Yechidim. It did not overtake all Jews as Kertivachas. And according to the Rambam, they didn't have a Melech and they didn't have a Novi. So they had no Manik of Klal Yisrael. They had the Manik of Yechidim, but no Manik of Klal Yisrael Kertivachas. So Mimele, it wasn't Bichnuf Yachas. So the Nes and the Yeshua did not overtake Klal Yisrael Bichnuf Yachas. So Mimele, there was no Chiyuv of Halal Midrash. But why did he have to say Halal? That was because a special takone was made by the Chachomim then, that to say Halal. Now, and what's the Shitta of the Rashbam and Rashi? They, from them it's mashma, that the first Chanukah, the Chol HaPoches, came within the category of Kultzor Vitzor Shal Mitovei. So it could be that the Ramban and the Rashbam, I mean, not Ramban, I'm sorry, the Rashbam and Rashi, they agree with the Shitta, they agree with the Shitta of the Smag and the Ramban. I mean, so we find ourselves in a problem. So because the Ramban and the Smag both agree that Ibn Shevet is also considered Manik of Klal Yisrael. So let us say like the Smag, that Ibn Shevet is also considered as a Manik of Klal Yisrael. So Mimele, that Ness, so according to Rashi and the Rashbam, the Ness and the Yeshua that overtook the Jews in the time of Chanukah, time of the Hashminoim, so it was the Ness and the Yeshua that overtook Klal Yisrael Kachtivachas, Bichnif Yachas. Now, so but why does the Ramban? The Ramban himself holds that Ibn Shevet can be considered as a Manik of Klal Yisrael. So, according to Ramban, it should have been a Yeshua that overtook Klal Yisrael, and still Ramban Shitta is that Halal, even the first Chanukah, did not come within the Halacha of Kol Tzor V'Tzor Shel Tov Aleihem. So the reason could be, now, of course, if according to Ramban, so Shevet can be considered as the Manik of Klal Yisrael, but you have to have Das Rib Yisrael, who should realize, I mean, the importance of the Nes of Chanukah. In the time of the Hashanoim, so unfortunately, the multitude of Jews did not even realize the importance of the Nes of Chanukah. So it did not overtake Rebbe Yisrael. So Mimele, it couldn't be considered as the Nes and the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael Bichluf Yachas, but as the Nes and the Yeshua that overtake many Yechidim. So Mimele, there was no Chiyuv of Halal Midrash. Alright, now, there is a remarkable Yerushalm in Chalem. And that's a riot to the Ramban. That's a raya to the Rambam. The Yerushalmi in Pirkei Revi of Chalah says, now there the Yerushalmi discusses the gruim of Eretz Yisrael. Mi'amnu l'fnim, in Turiamnu l'fnim, Turiamnu l'chutz. So Mituriamnu l'fnim in the yam, so that's Eretz Yisrael. Mituriamnu l'chutz. So that's Chutz Loretz. So then the Yerushalmi, after discussing the gruim of Turiamnu, that marks the boundary line of Eretz Yisrael. So it's the Yerushalmi in Pirkei Revi of Chalah. Halacha Daled says as follows. Omar Rav Yuste Bar Shunam, Lichshiyagiu Hagulies, Liturei Hamono, Heinasid Eslein Mashiach. When will the Jews say Hallel, B'meitza Mashiach, when there will be Kibbutz Golis? So when all the Jews will arrive, Miturei Amnim Ulifnim, then we'll say Hallel. So it's mashma from this Yerushalmi that even though the Jews have already started to come to Eretz Yisrael, together in Eretz Yisrael, but until they step on the land of Eretz Yisrael, the whole Kibbutz Golis steps on the land of Eretz Yisrael, they are not mechuyav to say Hallel. What has the stepping on the land of Eretz Yisrael beyond the line that is drawn from Ture Amnen that the Gemara mentions in Gittin? So why is that significant? Now, of course, Yemeis HaMashiach, that is the Yeshua that will overtake Klal Yisrael, not only as so many and many millions Yechidim, but Klal Yisrael Bichnuf Yachas. That certainly is a Yeshua. Yemeis HaMashiach, the era of Yemeis HaMashiach, will constitute a Yeshua of Klal Yisrael Bichnuf Yachas. Bichnuf Yachas. So, in other words, the question is, when does the era of Yemeis HaMashiach begin? When does the era of Yemeis HaMashiach begin? Someone have a Rambam in Chasim Vachim. The Rambam says in Pirkei Aleph Hilchos Melachim that the Melech HaMashiach is not to be expected to perform miracles. And we don't have to expect that the laws of nature will be infringed upon when it's HaMashiach. So, al yal al dait chosha Melech HaMashiach tzor chlasis eisis umeifsim umechadish bo abdelim umechayimeisim vichayitzim dvor meilu in adobakach. שער רב עקיבא חוכם גודל מכך ממשנה היום והוא היום איזה קילוב של בית כוסי והמלך. That's just for like very nice. בקיר, והוא היום אימר עולוב שהוא המלך המשיח ודימו הוא וכל כך מדירי שהוא המלך המשיח עד שנהרג באבינס. Now somebody asked רב חי, the קשה, I think that Rabbi Chonon was the one who asked Rabbi Chaim Kashi. How can the Rambam mention a Rai from Bar Kochba that the Melech HaMashiach cannot be expected to perform miracles? Why? Because we see that Rabbi Akiva is thought that Bar Kichve was the Melech HaMashiach and Bar Kichve did not perform any miracles. There is nothing connected at all about Bar Kichve. But it was a toyes. It was a toyes. So Rabbi Chaim said, Chas v'sholem, Rabbi Akiva did not make any toyes. And the Rambam says, V'dimo hu v'chol chach medirei, shehu ha-melech ha-moshiach, ad she-nerag ba-aveneis, kivim she-nerag, neidel lohem she-enei. So the Rambam emphasizes, ad she-nerag ba-aveneis. Why does the Rambam emphasize the aveneis of Ba-Kechve? Why the Rambam is interested in talking Lashon Hore against Bar Kichve? He has to spell out that he was killed because of his sins. Well, whose concern is it? Rakichvi is not living anymore now, so we cannot reprimand Rakichvi. So why should the Rambam mention that it was Nerag Bavinis? It should be an Aveire even to mention that Nerag Bavinis. But the Rambam wants to point out that we shouldn't make a mistake. This is what Rav Chaim said. We shouldn't make a mistake that Rav Akiva made a toyes. Rav Akiva did not make any toyes. Rakichvi could have been Moshiach. It could have culminated into Yemei Samashiach if Bar Kichve had not committed the sins. But Bar Kichve committed the sins. He had Reb Lezer HaMudoye executed when the Kusim, the Mosrim, reported against Reb Lezer HaMudoye that he was spying for the enemies, for the Romans. So then Bar Kichve, without even giving him a trial, Reb Lezer HaMudoye, so he summarily had him executed. That was the Ovein. That was the Ovein. And so, because of that, it did not culminate into Yemei HaMashiach. But it could have been a Yemei HaMashiach if he hadn't sinned. If he hadn't sinned, be it Achishenu. So, Zochu Achishenu. Loi Zochu Beito. So, if Bar Kichvo had not killed Reb Lezer HaMudoye, so then he could have become a Melech HaMashiach. He was not a Melech HaMashiach as yet, but he could have culminated. The endeavors of Bar Kichvi could have culminated into Yemei HaMashiach. But Nerag Bavinis. So this was frustrated. But he made no mistake. So mainly it's a good riot. As a matter of fact, there is a story I heard from my father. Reb Chaim at one time was going from Brisk to Warsaw, and in those trains, so from Brisk to Warsaw, it took the whole night, it took 8 hours. Today, with today's trains, even with today's trains, some which are very slow, so it probably wouldn't take more than 2 hours. But in those trains, it took 8 hours from Brisk to Warsaw. So then there was a missionary. And the missionary, he was dressed like an Orthodox Jew. So he started a conversation with Reb Chaim, and he didn't tell him that he was a missionary, but he started, you know, to criticize the Jews. Why the Jews are still in Goles? I mean, because they sinned, and talked like a big tzaddik. So, but Reb Chaim realized that he was a missionary. So he didn't tell him, I mean, but he continued the conversation with him. When the missionary came to Volozhin, so he took him by the neck and he threw him out. But on the train, he was friendly with him. So then he continued the conversation. So then he said to Reb Chaim, he said, unfortunately, that missionary was Noach Moritz. So he also knew of that Rambam. So he said, the missionary said to Reb Chaim, even the Rambam said that the Tanoim were not infallible and that they made many mistakes. So Reb Chaim said to him, where does the Rambam say that? So he said, the Rambam, the end of Hilchas Melachim. So he said that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake. So the Rambam says, so Reb Chaim said to him, first of all, the Rambam doesn't say that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake. And then, that was before the missionary managed, you know, to mention his chokhmah, to spell out what his purpose is. So Reb Chaim said, so he said, the Rambam doesn't say it. So he said, but the Rambam says that Rabbi Akiva taught. So Reb Chaim said to him, Rambam doesn't say Rabbi Akiva v'chol chachmitei reito, but Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam says v'idimo hu v'chol chachmitei reito v'chol chachmitei reisho amal chamashiach. He doesn't use the expression v'to hu v'chol chachmitei reito. There is a difference between to and dimo. To means a mistake. Dimo means he thought, he expected. He expected and it could have been. But Nerag Bavinis. Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam doesn't say that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake. And then he said, Rabbi Chaim said to him, and how do you know that Bakichve was not the Moshiach. So he said, but he was killed. So he said, oh, if he was killed, so it's a Rai, not a Mashiach. Then your whole faith falls down to pieces, he says. So the ACOish, he was killed too, and he was not Mashiach. And you are a Ramai, and if you are not going to leave me right now, so then I'll tell everybody that you are a missionary. And that was before the station in Shetlitz. So as the train goes from Brisk to Warsaw, so there is one station, Shedlitz, that's a town. Now, that missionary, his desire was to stop off in Warsaw as Reb Chaim. But after Reb Chaim told everybody, there are many Jews, so after that he told everybody that he's a Rama, he's a missionary. So then the first stop in Shedlitz, the missionary, I mean in a hurry, got off the train. So anyway, the Rambam, I forgot already what I was discussing. So the Rambam says, Zal yana al daitcho, shamelech ha-mashiach, tzorich lasi seisi tzum eivzim. So he says, shahare ina dobakach, shah Rabbi Akiva chocham godum chachma mishne hoyo. And still Rabbi Akiva thought, and it was no mistake. So it's Rayim Brure, that it's not necessary to the Melech ha-mashiach should show Mevsim. It's not necessary that the laws of nature should change. So he said, but because of Avinesov, it did not culminate into Yemei HaMashiach. But it could have been the Melech HaMashiach. And then he says, so how do we know whether someone is a Mashiach? Because there are a number of false Mashiachim. And many Jews for a long time thought that they were real Mashiachim. So how do we know whether one is a Moshiach or not? As a matter of fact, when Shabbos Tzvi started to say that he's a Melech HaMashiach, and there were multitudes of Jews in Turkey and in Spain and in Portugal who believed that he was a Moshiach, thousands and thousands of Jews believed in Munei Shleime that he was the Moshiach. So the Taz at that time was a very old man. He was over 90 years old. So he wanted to go to Salonika in Greece and meet the so-called Moshiach to see. I mean, maybe he is. I mean, why couldn't he be? So that was before he converted himself to Mohammedanism. So he tried to go, but he was so old he couldn't. He couldn't make the trip. So he sent his grandson, that's a historical fact. So he sent his grandson to Salonika, and I mean to Greece, that he should visit Shabbos Tzvi and give him an interview and find out whether he's the Melech HaMashiach or not. So the grandson of the Taz arrived in Salonika. In those days, it took a number of days, you know, to get from Poland, White Russia, where he was robbed in Pruzhene. So then to Salonika, it took a number of days, maybe weeks. So when he arrived in Salonika, so he proceeded towards the home of Shabbos Tzvi. Then a guard opened the door, and he said, you can't see Shabbos Tzvi because Shabbos Tzvi is sleeping. So he said, I want to see how he sleeps. So the guard said, how can you look at the Melech HaMashiach when he's asleep? So he said, I want to take a look how the Melech HaMashiach sleeps. So he pushed his way. The guard didn't want to let him go in, but he pushed his way. He opened the door of the bedroom of Shabbos Tzvi, and he took a good look, and then he saw that he was sleeping, pragdon. So then he would close the door, and he said, I'm going back to my grandfather. I don't have to stay here any longer because the purpose of my trip was already accomplished. My grandfather sent me to find out, to have an interview with Shabbos Tzvi, to find out whether he's a Melech HaMashiach or not a Melech HaMashiach. I know now that he's a Moshiach HaShekel. So everybody said to him, what did you see? Says that I saw the Shabbos Tzvi was sleeping pragdon, and the Gemara says that one is not allowed to lie pragdon. a Melech HaMashiach will not be Eivir on the Din of the Gemara. So that means he's not a Melech HaMashiach. And he came, went back to the Taz, and the Taz agreed with his grandson that that was a Raya Brure, that he was not a Melech HaMashiach. Why? Because the Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Melochim, Vim Yamei Melech Beis Dovid, Heige Beteiro, Veisig Bemitzves Ki Dovid Dovid, Ki Viteiro Shebechsar, Vishabal Peh, Vyokiv Kol Yisroel Lilovo, Ulechazik Bitko, Vyilochim Lchomis Adishem, Hareize Becheska Shu Moshiach. Not Moshiach Bivadai, but it's prima facie evidence that he is the Melech HaMashiach. It's not a Raya Brure. So the Rambam says, as a prerequisite, even for prima facie evidence, that one is a Melech HaMashiach, v'im yamid Melech Mbiz David, Shamsa Tzvi could be Melech Mbiz David. I mean. And Hege Beteiro, he had all the simonim, he was born on Tisha B'Av, all the simonim he had. But he was not Melech HaMashiach. So, Hege Beteiro be'isik b'mitzves. So the Taz grandson deduced, since he was lying pragdon, so that means he was not Eisik b'mitzves. He did not care for Divrei Chazal. So in Meile, he's not Eisik b'mitzves, so it's a raya that he is not a Melech HaMashiach. In other words, the Rambam says, if he is a Hege Beteiro be'isik b'mitzves, Kiviteo Shebechsav Vishabal Peh, and the escape we call Yisroel Leilabo, Ulchazik Bidko, in Vilochim Muhammad Hashem, then it's prima facie evidence that he is Melech HaMashiach. But if he's not Isik B'mitzvahs, so it's a Raya Brura that he's not Melech HaMashiach. Now, with the Rambam, the same Rambam continues. So if he is Hege Beteiro of Isik B'mitzvahs, and the escape we call Yisroel Leilabo, and the Islechim Muhammad Hashem, so then it's Becheskas Mashiach. But it's not Vadai. Im also Vitzliach. Ubono Mikdosh bin Kemei, Vekibetz Nitre Yisrael, Hariz Moshiach Bivad. So one of the things that is a Raya, that is Moshiach Bivadai, is Kibetz Nitre Yisrael. Why Kibetz Nitre Yisrael? What's so significant about Kibetz Nitre Yisrael? Now we talk about Yimei Samashiach. So what does Yimei Samashiach mean? After Moshiach will have a Raya. But Moshiach will not arrive in 1 minute, just out of the blue sky. And they say, Mashiach will come, say, he may me, and it's Yimei HaMashiach already. So is it possible that, let's say, at 10:30, so it's not Yimei HaMashiach. And at 10:31, Mashiach will arrive, it's already Yimei HaMashiach. So there must be something that will demarcate between the Yimei HaMashiach and the era that is close to Yimei HaMashiach, but not Yimei HaMashiach as yet. Now let's say there is, now the Ben Zeime says כל ימי חייך על אלה, חכמים אומרים, ימי חייך על מה זה, כל ימי חייך על אלה מיס המשיח. How about בזה, ימי בוטי דרשנס, כל ימי חייך על דצבלייס, so the Gemara says, that according to בן זה ימי, so there is no mitzvah of שחירס, יציאס מצרים, למיס המשיח. And it seems that most Rishayim pass like בן זה ימי, that למיס המשיח, there is no mitzvah of שחירס, יציאס מצרים. So the question arises, very, very relevant question, when will that begin? The year of Yimei HaMashiach, so that there will not be any chiyuv of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, from this Rambam, it's mashma that the year of Yimei HaMashiach, even after one of Beis David has proven himself as the real Melech HaMashiach, as a Hege B'Teiro, Veisig B'Mitzvahs, Kivitira Shebechsav, Kivitira Shebalpe, Vyokiv Kol Yisroel Yilavol Chazik Bitko, Vyilochim Muhammad Yisad Hashem. So, Zahariz Mecheska Shiu Mashiach, but it's still not Yimei Yisad Mashiach. So this is prima facie evidence that it'll ultimately turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach. And it will ultimately culminate in Yimei Yisad Mashiach. Just as Rav Akiva expected, and not erroneous, but true, correct, expected Bar Kochve, leadership to culminate into the era of Yimei HaMashiach. But unfortunately, it was frustrated. So he forfeited this opportunity, Bar Kochba, So b'meile, if someone with Beis David is keife kol Yisrael leilabo b'teiro, and he's eige b'teiro, and he's leichen uchamis ad Hashem, so it's prima facie evidence that he'll ultimately be the Melech HaMashiach, and that his leadership will culminate in the era of Yemeis HaMashiach. But it's not Yemeis HaMashiach yet. When will it be? When will Yemeis HaMashiach begin? Imoso v'itzliach ubono midosh b'mkeimei v'kibetz nitzchei Yisrael. So then the Yemeis HaMashiach will begin. But suppose he already succeeded in building the Beis HaMikdash, but the kibbutz goyes of Kol Yisrael had not as yet stepped upon the land of Eretz Yisrael, mituriam neim v'lifnim. So the era of Yemeis HaMashiach had not begun. This is why the Rambam mentions as the last thing, kibbutz nitzchei Yisrael, after being Yemeis HaMikdash, after everything. So kibbutz nitzchei Yisrael, and kibbutz nitzchei Yisrael means all the Jews throughout the world will gather in Eretz Yisrael. So then Arizim Mashiach bevadai. So then he will, then the Yemeis HaMashiach will begin. And it's interesting that the Rambam says v'yisakein esoeilom kulei la'aviz es al-shem yachad. Why didn't the Rambam mention that as one of the simonim of Mashiach? Well, that's the difference between the Rambam's attitude, you see, towards the mission of the Knesset Yisrael and the attitude of modern Jews. You see, modern Jews keep on talking about the Messianic era as the day when all of mankind will become ethical. And that's true. But Yisagoy Agoy Chereb, but Yomidei Tluchomo, Vishbati Chayorom, and all that, of course it's true. But the Melech HaMoshiach will do that when will the Melech HaMoshiach be misakei all of mankind after the Knesset Yisrael will receive its tikkun. But before the Knesset Yisrael receives this tikkun, it's impossible to be misakei all of mankind. So that's the mistake of modern Jews. They are trying to bring a Messianic era for all of humanity before there is a Messianic era for the Knesset Yisrael. So that's why when the Rambam mentions about the simonim of Mashiach, so he says, "Eich b'teiro v'isib b'mitzves, keifei kol Yisrael eilach b'teiro, chazik bitko, v'ilochim luchem sad Hashem, b'nyam b'sa mikdosh, ki b'kamis nitri Yisrael." He doesn't mention about all of humanity. But once the era of Yemeis HaMashiach has begun, the Rambam said, v'kibis nitri Yisrael arizem Mashiach b'vadai. So the Melech HaMashiach has already fulfilled his mission for the Knesset Yisrael. Then he'll begin to fulfill his mission for all of mankind. So the Rambam says, v'yisakin es kol oyom kulei la'aviz Hashem yachad. Not only Jews, but first we have to worry about the Jews. Never mind about being Megaya Goy, being Megaya blacks and Indians and Japanese. They will be Megaya ultimately. But first we have to be Misaki in our own Jews. And then we can start being Misaki Kolon Kolon. So this is the basic principle in the eschatological view of Yadus. So the Misakin Israelom begins only after the Yemeis HaMashiach has begun. So when will the Yemeis HaMashiach begin? After Kibbutz Nitzchei Yisrael. So in other words, that's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. When the Yerushalmi says that when will the Jews be mechuyev to say Hallel? To say Hallel? And as Rav Netam points out, Rav Yehine, Rav Netam, and so the chiyuv of Hallel is only a kotzor v'tzoro when the Nes and the Yeshua overtakes the Knesset Yisrael as a unit, k'chtiv achas, not as 6 million yechidim or as 10 million yechidim or as 12 million yechidim, but as a unit, k'chtiv achas, when it overtakes all the Jews throughout the days. That's the meaning of Kechtiva Achas. So that will be only with the first moment of Yemeis HaMashiach. But prior to the year of Yemei HaMashiach, so any Yeshua that will overtake the Jews, and so there will be many Yeshuas that will overtake the Jews, and will affect each and every Jew throughout the world, not only in Eretz Yisrael. But it will overtake, until Yemei HaMashiach, it will overtake the Jews only as so many and so many Yechidim. But not Kichtiva Achas, Bichnuf Yachas. And the Chiyum of Halal Midaraitse is only incumbent when the Yeshua overtakes the Jews, Kol Yisrael Bichnuf Yachas. That will be the first moment of the year of Yemei HaMashiach. When will that be? When it will be realized the kibbutz Nitzchei Yisrael. When will that be? When all the kibbutz Goliaths will step on the land of Eretz Yisrael, Mituriam Neulfnim, because that's Eretz Yisrael. And if they are still Mituriam Neulchutz, so the kibbutz Goliaths has not been realized as yet. So the Yeshua does not overtake the Knesset Yisrael as unit. I mean, so this is now. Now, so we have in Machlokes Rishayim. Many Rishayim agree with the Shittas Rambam that Halal as such is only Mirabam. And even according to the Mandoma, that Meshem Yisrael Omru, so it's like Chiyas HaTorah, it's still Mirabam. There is no Chiyas HaTorah in any occasion to say Halal. That's the Shittas Rambam. The Shittas Rambam is that there is a Chiyas of Halal Mirabam. Certain occasions, perik uperik, and so on, and so on. The shulta shiti is also so on, and so on. And then, but Chanukah now is certainly only the Rabbanon. And it's not the Rabbanon, and this Rabbanon does not emanate from the Takonas Amvim. Let's say those Rishonim who say that the Takonas Amvim itself is only the Rabbanon. But the Chiyuv of saying Hallel now on Chanukah emanates from the Takonim Ucheres. The Lechachovim were Misakei in the time of the Chashanoyim, after the Nes Chanukah occurred. So, the Shita of the Rambam is that it's only the Rabban. The Shita of the Rambam is that it's with the Reis. In the Asoges of the Rambam, here in this Sefer Mitzvahs, it's on page 18. Va'pliya she'omar Ravza, v'yizbeinen v'yizpale, heich nachshev she'kriyas ha'halil, she'shibar be'idovid likeil, she'meish rabbeinu tzivonavo. So he's masik on Aloches Eiles, that he mentions halil among the Sefer Mitzvahs. How could it be the Reis? V'yizbeinen v'yizpale, maimar Rav, שהוא עצמי זל, מונו במצווה סטבילה, שנה מגבר לשם לקייכם, וידוע כביטל מודעי מהיו תפילה דרבונו? תפילה דרבונו? So, how can the Rambam say that it's the Reis? ונלידייתי, צורך שאני פורש, ונעימה, שנצטבו ישראל להספל לקדוש ברוך הוא, ושיבקשו ממנו לבדי, יסלם משלי סום, ויאפילו תחינוסום בישרוסום. אבל שישחייבו בכל יין, So he says that even according to the Rambam, the mitzvah, the raise of tefillah is only when one is overtaken with trouble, so he has to be mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is a pale. But the Rambam says in so many words that it's a mitzvah, the raise to be mispal b'chol yeim v'yeim. So how can the Rambam say, in explaining the Shittas Rambam, v'nilitayti tzorich sh'niforish, ונאמר שנצטבו ישראל להספל לקדוש ברוך הוא ושיבקשו ממנו לבדי יסלה משלי סום ויפילו תחינו סום ויסור סום. Now the Rambam, when he's masik on the Rambam, who says that it's a mitzvah of tefillah midaraisa b'chol yeim v'yeim, so he says that it's no mitzvah tefillah midaraisa. It's never obligatory midaraisa. And then he has another lashon, maybe it is obligatory midaraisa, but only beisoro it's a chiyuv midaraisa. But shaloi beisoro, there is no chiyuv midaraisa. But the Rambam Shita is that even Shaloi Beisog, it's obligatory Midrash. And here the Rambam himself, in explaining the Rambam, so he says, So in explaining the Rambam, he says, but the Rambam in another place, so he points out that according to the Rambam, he's not based on Rosom every day, and he's massing on the Rambam. In case of Esorosom, so in one lotion the Ramban agrees with the Rambam. So how is it that here the Rambam, in explaining the Rambam, says that the Rambam considers it as a chiyuv deraisa to be mispalel Esorosom? So we have to say that the Ramban understood that the shittas Rambam is also that the mechayev of tefillah is trouble. And if it had been possible for a human being not to be overtaken by trouble, so then even according to the Rambam, he wouldn't be mechuyev to be mispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No trouble, no tefillah, no chiyuv of tefillah. But people are very silly. They think that they are not overtaken by trouble. Many people think they do well in business. They made millions of dollars, so they sit on top of the world. So that's their own stupidity. So alone, subjectively, they are not overtaken by trouble. But objectively, there isn't a human being in the world, Jew or Gentile, so who is not overtaken by trouble in any minute of the life. So there is always, he is always overtaken by trouble. But the Ramban Shita is in one lotion that Tvila is never midrash. In another lotion that Tvila is midrash. When a person is subjectively overtaken by trouble. But if subjectively, in his subjective imagination, he thinks that he has no trouble. He only has bliss. He's only endowed with bliss and happiness and joy. So then he's not mechuyev. The mechayev of tefillah, according to Ramban in one lashon, is the subjective trouble, not the objective trouble. But Rambam Shita, the Ramban holds, is that true, that the mechayev of tefillah is trouble. But there isn't a moment in one day in anybody's life when a person is not faced by all kinds of possible disasters, Chas v'Shalom. But he is spared, through grace of God, he is spared of the trouble. But objectively, a person is overtaken with trouble every day. So in Mele, there is the Mechayev of Tvilo. But the Mechayev of Tvilo is based on also. So then you ask the writers, the Rambam say, every day, once a day, Mechayev, it's always based on also. But he made $100,000 in stocks today. That doesn't mean anything. He made $100,000 in stocks. Doesn't mean anything. So one can make $1 billion and then jump down from the 42nd floor. I mean, it's no joke. I mean, a classmate of mine did it. So that means that a person is always overtaken. He's always overtaken. Overtaken by trouble. Always overtaken by trouble. So Mimele, so that's the Ramban, in explanation is the Rambam. So the question is, the Rambam says, every day Yom Ruchu have to be mispal at least once. But the Gemara says so many times, Tfilah the Rabbanon. The answer is, the Iyana Tfilah is the right. What's the Iyana Tfilah? That they saw some, one is Ruchu have to be mispal. And every day, so it's based on some objective, whether he knows it or not. So it's based on some Mimele is Mechuyev to Mispalel in every Nusach he wants. And there are no Zmani, there is no special Nusach. So then the Chachomim, the Anshik Nesak Deilo, who are Misakein, is special Nusach, and Zmani, and everything. So Mimele, so what the Rambam will have to say in connection with himself, when he counts Tefillah in the Bina Mitzvahs, even though the Gemara says so many times that Tefillah is Rabbanon. So what do we say as a Teretz? That Tefillah as such is Midrashe. But the Nusar HaTefillah, the Zmanim of Tefillah, that's Midrabbanon. So the same Teretz we can say in connection with the Halacha Zeiles. The Halacha Zeiles holds that Halal as such is Midrashe. But the Nusar of Halacha, after these Mizmeire, not Adam is Meire. This you say first, that you say after. That's Midrabbanon. So he says, Im Kain, Lomo Yispalel al Halil. So why is he amazed at Malach Zeles? Shenitztavel Emeisha B'Sinai. So first he says, Shenitztavel Emeisha B'Sinai. Tzalach Emeisha B'Sinai. Sheyem Lo Yisroel Shiro B'Mradeh. לקהיל שיציא ממצרים ויקורא לו אמס היום ויבדיל לו מלאב מדוסה ובודומית ותיקן לו אמס הל הזה כדי שישיר עובד תנוסח יש מנה רבה וכן השיר שבמקדוש מן התאירו כי דברי הועים הריק השירו בפה ושירו מהכבס קורם now שירו מהכבס קורם one man doma says so which שירו. So Ashir Shoyalvi Memri Bes Amigdosh. So that is Midrashe, it's Maki the Korb. So it's Midrashe. Now how is it Midrashe? But all these Shireis are Psukim, are chapters of the healing. How could it be Midrashe? The answer is Midrashe, the Mechuyim to say Shiro HaKorb. What Shiro, the Nusach? The Levim were in a position to compose their own Shiro. Their own Shiro. There was no definite Nusach. So then David composed the Ruach HaKedesh Shiro for the Midrash. But the Chiyuv as such, the Chiyuv of Shiro as such, did not involve a specific Nusach. They could be Mikaim de Reise, the Levi, could be Mikaim de Reise by composing and reciting their own Shiro, their own words. So David composed it. So the same thing is true of Hallel. There is a chiyuv of Hallel to say in Rigolim and also Tzorovitzoro Shleitom Latzibur. Then David came and he was Misaknenus. Bechei. So he said, V'lomo yisameh arav the Hallel zeh v'yisudeh shal David yeitzam kolat yishpoch eskulot. He says the same thing is true of Birchas Hamozo. So it's the Raiseh. But the Nusach is not the Raiseh. So Mesh Rabbeinu is misakim one broche, one Nusach, the second broche Yeshua, then the third broche David. But the chiyuv of Birchas Hamozo as such is the Raiseh. So how the same thing? Umilvadze, Shein l'rav, hamatmiya bozeh shum raye, sheyu hamizmirim ma'ilu shal Hallel uzeh l'dobit. Avol shemol Mesh Rabbeinu, who says that the chapters of Hallel were composed by David? Maybe they were composed by Moshe Rabbeinu, כמו תפילו למשה של הקים, בחדוס המזמרים, שימי, כי זה סיפר תהילים מחובר, וכל השירי שנאמרו בישראל,